It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Pakistan today, captured al-Qaeda fighters staged a bloody revolt. As many as 14 people were killed, including 5 Pakistani border guards, when al-Qaeda captives grabbed their weapons and opened fire. In the ensuing gun battle, some of Osama bin Laden's followers escaped. Pakistan has sealed off the area and launched a massive manhunt. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The incident took place at about noon local time in one of the most remote parts of Pakistan, a mountainous region very close to the Afghan border. Pakistani soldiers were transporting several dozen prisoners, mainly Arab fighters loyal to Osama bin Laden, when some of the prisoners attacked their driver, causing him to lose control of the bus. The al-Qaeda prisoners then grabbed the Pakistani soldiers' weapons and opened fire. A fierce gun battle followed, and during the chaos, another 40 al-Qaeda prisoners managed to escape. Pakistan has sent in additional troops and helicopters to search for the escaped prisoners. A Pakistani government spokesman says some of the men have been recaptured, but at least a dozen remain at large. Apparently, security was lax. The prisoners had not been handcuffed. U.S. Marines are taking no chances. They've erected a high-security detention center at the Kandahar airport. That's where FBI agents are interrogating al-Qaeda fighters, trying to determine if Osama bin Laden had planned any other terrorist attacks in the U.S. Today's prisoner revolt and the death of 5 Pakistani border guards is bound to have serious repercussions in Islamabad. The Pakistani tribal areas that border Afghanistan are semi-autonomous. Pakistani law does not fully apply, and the region is awash with guns. Pakistan's border with Afghanistan stretches for 1,500 miles, a distance equivalent to that of New York to Dallas. The mountainous terrain is extremely rugged, accessible only by foot, and in some cases, only by helicopter. As one U.S. official based in Pakistan put it, it's an extremely forbidding area, topographically and politically. Rasul Rais, a professor at Islamabad's Qaidi Azam University, says it's also an extremely tempting area for al-Qaeda fighters on the run.
The border in that region is not well demarcated, so in order to escape, they can take any route, they can take any direction, and any place which can give them more days to live. So I think it is quite likely that they would be escaping to Pakistan.
Pakistani officials say they are determined to prevent that from happening. They vow to capture any Taliban or al-Qaeda fighters who enter Pakistani territory. U.S. officials hope these captives can help lead them to Osama bin Laden, but so far that hasn't happened. U.S. officials concede they have no idea where bin Laden is hiding. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.